And I will have Mr. Taylor. Quick roll call. We do have everybody in attendance except Councilwoman Bonzer. I'd also like to move up the meeting agenda approval before we do proclamation. So with that being said, does anybody have any changes to the agenda? Yes, Jim.
Dr. Robert Albin is on the agenda for this evening and won't be here. He'll be here a few minutes late, and I'd like to move him to later in the agenda if possible.
Okay, so without objection, I will table that and get to it. Any other item? Okay.
Just Mr. Mayor, you brought to the attention that this is not a special meeting.
Yes, thank you. And I also would like to change the proclamation automatic external defibrillators to a resolution. All right, so any discussion on those changes? Seeing that there's none, all in favor of the amended agenda, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? All right, thank you. We will move forward. All right, proclamation. This one's a special one. Dr. Stevens. Let me read this proclamation, and then we'll do the honors. But whereas Dr. B. Wiley Stevens, senior pastor at Dunwood United Methodist Church, and his entire congregation have been avid supporters of the new city of Dunwood, and whereas upon incorporation on December 1st, 2008, the city did not have a facility in which to conduct its city council meetings, and whereas Dunwood United Methodist Church graciously opened its doors for the city of Dunwood to conduct its meetings, and whereas the meeting space afforded to the city gave all citizens the opportunity to attend the council meetings in the heart of Dunwoody. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed by the mayor and city council that in recognition of your gracious hospitality, we wish to extend our humble gratitude to Dr. B. Wiley Stevens and the Dunwoody United Methodist Church congregation. In further recognition, we hereby present Dr. B. Wiley Stevens with the key to the city. So, with that, now, proclamation aside, Dr. Stevens, this, from all of us on council and from the city, this congregation and yourself have really really done this city proud. We'd be out on the street the last few months. You know, never questions asked. Times were never an issue. You've just been so gracious that we're proud of your congregation. We very much appreciate your...
Oh, 2 minutes was my stay while we get pictures, Dick, for the prior, if I could. We guys are going to do the work. I'm business administrator Jim Boyer and Samuel Jones, our in charge of our building. So, come on up.
Oh, my God.
It took the Monsignor 60 years more than that. I wouldn't have been on Jay.
All right, and as I mentioned before, we're going to table the second proclamation we have, and of course, we've changed the agenda for the eight deeds for a resolution. So with that, we're at invocation. I ask Mr. Ross to please do the honors.
At this council meeting, help us to make decisions which keep us faithful to our mission and reflect our values. Give us strength to hold to our purpose, wisdom to guide us, and a keen perception to lead us. And above all, keep us charitable as we deliberate.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. And
Mr. Shorter, would you please do
that? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right, meeting minutes. Everybody have an opportunity to review these. Are there any comments?
Will we approve the minutes?
Any discussion on this? Okay, if there's none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you, Shortle. All right, the meeting agenda, as we know, has already been amended. And we are now at public comment. Thank you. Ms. Marie?
Hello. I'm here to talk about the festivals that I think was discussed last week, and I just wanted to add my perspective about the timing, not necessarily the sponsorship, which is that it seems like if we're going to have community events, it would be nice to space them throughout the year and not have them all be within a 1 or 2 month period, because we already have Lemonade Days in April and the 4th of July parade, and now the Soapbox Derby, I think that's what it's called, in May. So we've sort of encompassed the spring, which leaves us with a whole lot of time with no community-wide events sponsored for the community, per se. I mean, I know we might have a wine festival here or a beer festival here, but those are not really family-oriented, community-wide events. The second thing that I would encourage the council to do is to look as we move forward, if we're going to have a policy, to see if we want festivals that benefit the whole community. In other words, like the Taste of Sandy Springs is coming up this coming weekend, and it benefits certain entities, nonprofits in Sandy Springs. And when we have the Taste of Dunwoody, it benefits the Friends of the Children's Hospital. So that's just as you move forward towards a policy. But I do think calendar-wise, I know that for the person I think who wants to bring this to Dunwoody, her schedule doesn't work in the fall, but there are other individuals and entities that might be willing to step forward and do one in the fall. Thank you.
Thank you, Lynn. All right, that was the first and last public comment card. This part of our agenda, now I'd like to invite up Dr. Harris, the principal of Dunwoody High School. He had asked to be placed on the agenda for the presentation.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Mayor. As principal first year at Dunwoody High School, we wanted to do something to extend our gracious demeanor in terms of your entire efforts and support to our school and to our community. I know earlier you just presented Key to the City. And it's not very often that a mayor is presented with a key, but we're going to present you a key to the school. This key is in recognition of excellence presented to Mayor Ken Wright. The key to the school is presented as a token of our appreciation for your untiring efforts, service, and loyalty to Dunwoody High School. This is from May 16, 2009, our wonderful Arts Night out at Dunwoody High School. So we just wanted to show our gratitude and respect to you as a leader in our community for this great city. So thank you
very much. Everybody can
be.
Beats the heck out of the taser, doesn't it?
So, Ken, now maybe you congratulate. That's not an honorary degree.
I offer to have the Dunwoody Mayor and City Council to participate in the March 8th Homecoming Parade. It's a Thursday afternoon. know it's a lot of community events on your calendar, but we definitely want to extend that to you guys to be part of our illustrious and historical Dunwoody High School homecoming parade. And that's October 8th, 2009. We probably start about 12 noon because we have a lot of the feeder schools involved this year. So we want that parade to be a landmark event for our school. And so it's extended to you and the council members.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Dr. Ritter, for coming out. I would advise you don't stay the whole time, Dr. Harris, as well, are you? You may never come back. All right, moving on. Again, thank you so much. And obviously, I know to all of this council, we're proud of Dr. Harris and the job he's done at Dunwoody High School, and certainly very proud of our one and only high school in this community. So we very much support you, Dr. Harris, and all that you do. All right, mayor and council comments. That's the favorite part of the agenda, at least for me. And I will start
it off.
Mr. Hannigan.
I have a whole list. First and foremost, I'd like to announce that the Safe Route to Schools grant was awarded to the city of Milton. Our application, though, was very worthy. Unfortunately, the city of Milton beat us out and received the $500,000 grant. Let's see. Tonight, I am honoring the Dunwoody North Finns. Tuesday is swim night. If you have children in Dunwoody, there are swim teams being held and swim meets being held all over Dunwoody. So right now, the traffic is rather light. So my honor to them. I supported them in their fundraising efforts this year. I'm going to leave some of these to the others. Today, congratulations to the Dunwoody Police Department for their law enforcement torch run for Special Olympics. They held an event with a Special Olympics athlete by the name of Wesley Mosley leading the way, ending at Publix here in the Dunwoody area. And finally, I'd like to let everybody know that Julia Dennis, I believe a Dunwoody resident, will be competing this week in the Scripps National Spelling Bee, held Wednesday are the preliminaries on ESPN. Thursday are the semifinals, and the finals, I'm hopeful she makes it, will be this Thursday night on ABC. Julia Dennis, Dunwoody resident.
All right, thank you, John. Mr. Robert?
I'll pass.
I want to gloat a little bit. I had a special day yesterday with my oldest son, Dale, who invited me to go to Dallas, where he was playing in the Colonial Pro-Am over there. And he invited me to go over and be his bag boy. So I was his bag boy, and it was quite an event. And the charities at that event, sponsors for the Children's Hospital in Dallas, in Fort Worth, is very, very special. But it was great meeting my son on Memorial Day.
Thank you very much. I would, one, like to certainly recognize all the veterans out not only in this room, but in this community and throughout our great country. And all of us celebrated, I know, Memorial Day yesterday. It's something that we can all share, no matter what walk of life we come from or what religion we are. But with that, I'd like to also tip my hat to Mr. Shortle over here. He was a guest speaker at Dunwoody Rotary on Friday and did a fantastic job, and I truly can say, well, out of 100 people, there were probably 2 dry eyes in the house. So he really, really was inspiring, and thank you so much for doing that, Danny. We're proud of you. Second thing, on a little lighter note, I just want to take a couple minutes to read, and I don't know why I got inspired the last week, but I get wacky emails many times a week. As many councilmen and women do as well. Many of these have to do with speeding. Not many, but I get a few. And so the last few, I started forwarding to council because they kind of struck a humorous chord with me. So I thought I'd bring a couple with me. And, you know, and one, I won't read any names on who these came from. But, you know, with a couple purposes. One, I know I talk about our police force a whole bunch in these meetings, but they certainly have the support
of this council and I think the majority of the community. And it's no fun getting a ticket. I think we all realize that when we do get a ticket. But I think our officers are doing a very fine job, a very fair job, and they're enforcing the laws of this city. So with that, here's one of them. This gentleman was a little surprised at the fine of $184 for not stopping at a stop sign. Because I don't mind being sexually molested, but I would at least like to be kissed. Yeah, ouch. It looks like voting to make a Dunwoody a city was a mistake. So some of these are as you can see, on the harsher side. But I explained to him, which I'll explain now to the public, and for anybody that listens to this tape, the fines that we did adopt were the fines... And the fines that our judges adopt are the fines from surrounding municipalities. So we certainly aren't extreme in any measure in our fine system. But the second one, again, I won't read the whole thing because, quite honestly, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But the crux of it was this woman's son got a $400 speeding ticket, which was unacceptable to her. And she was curious on why the fine was high and also something about a lawyer, but you really can't read it. But I asked Warren to look into it because she said she didn't have a good customer experience, service experience with the city. So I asked Warren to please look into that because even in troubling times, we want to make sure that we offer a very good customer service, even if you're paying a ticket and things are uncomfortable. But Warren replied back and with a great explanation on what had happened and why. And this young man got a ticket for $400 because he was going 25 miles per hour over the speed limit on Womack, which puts it somewhere around 60 miles per hour on Womack. So again, our fines are in line. Our police aren't doing anything crazy or out of the ordinary. And I will continue passing on to council some of the emails I get.
And we'll return the favor.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Robert. With that, I'll pass it to Mr. Shortle.
Just a couple of things. First of all, my thanks and congratulations to the Dunwoody Women's Club. They took over. They were hosting the Memorial Day ceremony yesterday at Brooklyn. So thanks to all of you who did everything over there, as you always do everything else around our city. I'd like to update the council and the public on Adrian, Councilwoman Bouncer. She couldn't be here tonight. She was hoping to be here, but she just isn't recovered to that level. And I would ask everybody for your continuing thoughts and prayers for her as she continues along a rough road of recovery. The chief knows about this, but I had Edwin work with me to a meeting last Thursday night. I just want to tell you, he did a heck of a job. I'm going to do it quick. And the last thing, we won't have it tonight, but one of the things we will be talking about in the next meeting is a city calendar of events that we put on the website with two purposes. One, to kind of spread things out, as you said, and see where we can go. And the other one is to let everybody know so that we can have better attendance at all of these events.
Yeah, it's, on Saturday morning, I was proud to be the official starter and I guess unofficial starter for the Run for the Cure for Skin Cancer. Joined by Robert, Denny, and State Representative Harry Geisinger, who's a skin cancer survivor also. Just want to put out there to see, have the doc check your spots. So I know that last October I got diagnosed during a routine exam, and early detection, early treatment, probably why I'm sitting here today. And there's a lady that was a sponsor last year, 28 years old, that they caught melanoma a little bit too late on her, and she was not here for the race this year, but her parents and her husband were. So just get it checked. And if you grew up like me, spending too much time in the sun, not knowing what SPF meant, check it out.
Thank you, Tom. All right, as we're on the consent agenda.
Soapbox Derby?
Yes.
Soapbox
Derby.
Gosh, please do that.
Soapbox Derby is this weekend. Kiwanis Club is putting it on. Dunwoody Homeowners Association and Dunwoody Crier are the primary sponsors. Sounds like an exciting event. We have the Dunwoody police have a car that actually my daughter built. She'll be the driver of that. And we have a bunch of other cars that are in, not us, but Chamblee Police, I believe, have a car, and Dunwoody Preservation Trust has a car. Bill McCann's grandson is building that. Dick Williams and his daughter are building a car. And so, yeah, really cool event. Looking forward to it. Saturday, 8 a.m., I believe, over at the Baptist Church off North Peachtree.
If anybody needs any pine straw, they're going to be selling. Pine straw is used as safety devices along the course. If anybody needs pine straw, it's for sale right afterwards. So bring your pickup truck.
All right, thank you for that reminder there, John. All right, consent agenda. Any comment on consent agenda?
I move that we pass it.
All right. Second, Mr. Taylor, any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, consent agenda passes. Unfinished business. Second read.
An ordinance amending Chapter 2 of the City of Dunwoody Code of Ordinances by changing the membership requirements for City Advisory Committee.
Mr. Taylor seconded. Any discussion on this? Seeing if there's none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ordinance passes. All right, new business. Status report on new school traffic. If we could get a quick update on Richard and